WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
One last day to make the case to New Hampshire voters. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We need a president that stands with our allies instead of dictators.
Amy Klobuchar has moved into third in new polls ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden before tomorrow's primary. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Nashua.
Fresh off his narrow win last week in Iowa, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is drawing big crowds here in New Hampshire.
We know what we're going to be up against in November, and it cannot be each other. We got to unify and get to work right away.
Buttigieg has been critical of Bernie Sanders, accusing the Vermont senator of excluding segments of America. Sanders has questioned Buttigieg's experience and his campaign donors.
A campaign of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has also surged in recent polls, and she is holding several events on this final day of campaigning, Dave.
President Trump will also campaign there tonight. He tweeted the fake news won't talk about the big crowds forming for his Manchester rally. Now, he sent his budget plan to the Capitol this morning, a $4.8 trillion spending blueprint. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, told Fox.
That's a budget that works for all Americans. Deficit reduction of $4.6 trillion over 10 years. It'll balance itself in 15 years.
But House Democrats aren't too interested. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the plan shows just how little the president values the health, financial security, and well-being of hardworking families. A movie with subtitles made history at the Oscars. Parasite won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
Renee Zellweger and Joaquin Phoenix picked up the Actress and Actor Awards for Judy and Joker. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood got 2, including Supporting Actor for Brad Pitt. And Marriage Story's Laura Dern picked up an award for Supporting Actress.
Fox's Michelle Pollino was at the Oscars. Parasite, the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Now, before he goes to his rally tonight in New Hampshire, President Trump will focus on his attempt to prevent school shootings.
The White House is holding an event to announce schoolsafety.gov today, a new website meant to address mass shootings. It's been a little over a year since the Federal Commission on School Safety released its recommendations, which included a website where schools could share information.
These targeted attacks are preventable.
Ryan Petty founded the Walk Up Foundation after his 14-year-old daughter Elena was killed in the Florida Parkland school shooting.
There are schools and law enforcement agencies that are doing a good job in preventing these attacks.
For example, in Virginia, all public schools are covered by a threat assessment team, and each school board has policies regarding how to assess students who pose threats. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The coronavirus now blamed for 910 deaths, all but 2 of them in China. There are more than 40,000 people infected. On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures down more than 80 points before this hour's opening bell. A windy, wintry storm help propel a plane across the Atlantic in record time, though there is an asterisk we'll get to in a moment.
British Airways saying its pilots made the most of conditions after fierce winds in a winter storm propelled a Boeing 747 across the Atlantic in what's believed to be a record time. Tracking website Flight Radar 24 saying the plane flew from New York to London in 4 hours 56 minutes, landing more than an hour and a half early. The airline acknowledging the speedy journey, but saying safety is always prioritized over speed records. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Well, now the asterisk. That record is not the record for a transatlantic commercial flight. The Concorde, which you may or may not remember, used to fly that route. It was a supersonic jet. go twice the speed of sound, over 1,300 miles an hour. And back in 1996, it flew from New York to London in 2 hours, 53 minutes. That's 2 hours faster than the flight Simon just reported on. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The mayors of Champaign and Urbana have come out with emergency orders for liquor license holders for the unofficial St. Patrick's Day, which Champaign Mayor Deb Finan says will be held on March 6th and go through early morning on March 7th. Both cities include restrictions on alcohol sales and the types of containers in which drinks can be served in certain areas during the weekend. Champaign police have made an arrest in connection to a shooting that happened on January 22nd. That night, police responded to the 100 block of Kenwood Road on reports of a shooting. When they got there, police found a 25-year-old female with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Police identified the suspect as 25-year-old Milton Davis of Champaign. On February 7th at about 2:30 in the afternoon, the United States Marshal Service, along with the Champaign County Street Crimes Task Force, arrested Davis in the 1200 block of Providence Circle without incident. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, Jake.
Hello.
You win.
Awesome.
You got 4 tickets to the Orange out tomorrow night. 8 o'clock, not too late for you, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Well, what do you think? This is kind of, I don't want to make mountain out of a molehill. This is kind of a big game.
Yes, this has been the most excited I've been about the Illini in a long time.
Yeah, me too. I think it's a real deal, but dang, I mean, at Rutgers, at Penn State, it's going to be tough. We better win got to win them all night.
Yeah, it's a big game for sure.
All right, man, I need your energy out there. Let's go.
I'll be there. Thank you. Go Illini.
Go Illini. Jake wins 4 tickets to the sellout tomorrow night, which is also an orange out.
Find some orange.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Washed my orange sweatshirt last night.
Oh, good. Yeah. You're all ready to go, Steve.
Good news.
You're thinking ahead.
You betcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've got clouds today and a high 36. 26 our low tonight. Partly sunny and a high 37 tomorrow, down to 26. Wednesday, we're up to 37. Then a 50% chance of rain or snow, down to around 19 in the evening with a 70% chance of snow likely. And then Thursday, cooler with a high 24, low 2. Right now, the temperature's at 29. ESPN 93.5.
And by the way, Brad Pitt said 45 seconds, that's more time than the Senate gave John Bolton. The House could have called John Bolton for testimony.
Okay,
They just didn't want to because it would have gone through the courts and it wasn't on their before Christmas time frame. Maybe they should have waited and won and gotten John Bolton in there in about February. Then send it to, that had taken us into the election. That's too deep. So in other words, you didn't do your work, your due diligence, and blame the Senate for not calling the witnesses you wanted when you declined the Republican and the attorneys all the chances to counter and cross-examine and bring witnesses. No, that wasn't allowed because you had to get to the guilty. It's ridiculous. That's why nothing happened, is because it was so absolutely kangaroo court to bring the charges and not allow due process for the president and his attorneys. So it didn't get any witnesses because the thing wasn't well presented and well done. And that's on Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, did you see the video of her pre-tearing the State of the Union to make sure she could tear it properly? So she shuffled papers an awful lot, but she kind of gave it a start so it'd be easier to rip in front of the world. Okay, we're gonna touch on the coronavirus here coming up. We'll do that later on this hour, but we do have, I think, Michelle Pollino coming up.
There was no host for the Oscars on ABC, but Chris Rock and Steve Martin opened the show following Janelle Monáe's opening performance. The two hit on everything from the Oscars envelope gate to the lack of diversity and Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Rapper Eminem gave us a surprise performance with his Oscar-winning hit, Lose Yourself, and Elton John and Bertie Taupin took home the Oscar for original song.
There's Michelle Pollino last night at the Oscars. I saw this red carpet. What were you wearing?
What was I wearing? it was a long, beautiful velvet Rent the Runway dress.
Well, I know you... I don't know if you've got any sleep yet, but thanks for being on this morning. What was your overall impression? How many of you covered of this stuff?
This is my fifth year covering the Oscars.
Anything jump out at you that besides what kind of jumps out every year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. Ever since the Oscars So White campaign, there's been a lot of surprises because the structural makeup of the Academy has changed, and it's definitely more diverse, and you're seeing that every year. Although, of course, they poke fun at the nominees not being so diverse this year. And I would say, yeah, there weren't as many, I think, African-Americans nominated, but a Korean film took home the biggest honor of the night. That's a very big deal. Not only did they win... Bong Joon-ho win the Best Picture, but Bong Joon-ho took home Best Director.
Yeah.
He took home Original Screenplay. This is a big deal, a foreign language film. This is the first time in history that they've taken home the Best Picture.
I don't even know what Parasite is about, let alone seeing it.
Yeah, Parasite is a really good film, and it is... I would say from a smaller indie production company called Neon, he loves Bong Joon-ho, loves films that look at class structure and the differences between the wealthy and the poor. And this movie really, took that on, and it becomes very violent at the end, which I think is very interesting for a Academy Award winner. Very violent at the end of this film. So it's really about a family that is poor that one by one gets hired by this family that's very wealthy and takes over their lives. It's a psychological thriller with a dark twist at the end.
Interesting. I would never have even known it was in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? I mean, there was normal political stabs here and there, and I think Joaquin Phoenix shouldn't even be allowed to act because he is odd enough to be so believable, and he's such an actor. I can't see Joker because I'll never forget it, and I don't want to see it.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is definitely a character. You walk away last night because here's the thing. He's just a strange guy, definitely.
No, he's an odd guy.
And yeah, he is.
But what is this?
And he's
what
the only one that
I was just going to say, what does this say about me, though? When he says, you know, we inseminate a cow, has a calf, you take the calf and use the milk in your coffee. I'm going, that's kind of real. I mean, that's kind of true. I'm going, I don't want to be a vegan. I like meat. Come on.
Yeah, I know. He's very, almost so uber emotional that there's no logic in his, I don't know that he can speak on a logic level.
Yeah, it's just different level. You almost need incense.
Right.
You can't even talk to him without incense or something. Something like that.
Right.
So the In Memorandum, I know that it started out with Kobe Bryant, it wrapped up with Kirk Douglas, but Luke Perry was slided.
So was Tim Conway.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think one other person, too. There's three that they missed, I think.
Yeah, they had, which is amazing to me, is they let Joaquin Phoenix talk about his animal activism for, I think, 20 minutes on the stage, but they couldn't fit in another plate.
Yeah, right,
which
exactly.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, yeah.
Well, okay, so one last thing, Michelle Pollino. How is security? Isn't it, like, super uber tight?
Super tight.
Yeah.
Super tight.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes us a good 10 minutes to get in and good 10 minutes to get out because it's very... It's the entire, I'd say, probably mile radius is on lockdown.
Wow. And of course, did you do parties after? Do you do that too?
Nah, I work. And by the time I get home, you know, they end up kicking us out because we're backstage waiting for them. You know, when the show's over for you guys, we are backstage waiting for them to come back. And they meander. They take their time.
Yeah.
So we don't get out of there Until way, I do not get home until probably about midnight, and I arrive at on the red carpet at around 11:30 a.m.
Oh, man, so it's a long time. I'm guessing here, but I don't think you're the only person covering this, right?
Yeah, not the only one.
Okay,
there are lots of us. The press room's filled with probably about 200.
Mm.
200 or 300 reporters.
And how many turned away from press passes, too? A ton. So
a ton.
Hard to get it. Michelle Pollino, Oscars in L.A. Thanks for getting up early. We appreciate you.
You got it. Take care.
6:15. I used to have her on until one morning she said, I'm not doing this anymore. She said, I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. to do these.
Exactly.
Yeah, no way. All right, it's 8:16. You guys doing that a cappella thing?
Yes, All Out a cappella will be coming up in the next 5 minutes or so, but I got my sports headlines here.
I just wonder, though, didn't you just do All Out
acapella? I know.
It
just
was it last February?
Yeah, like it's always February-ish.
Yeah, but I just thought we did it last week.
I know it.
Time flies. Here we go with sports headlines.
Illinois women's basketball beats Penn State 70-66. They're 11-12 on the season. Petra Holashinsko, redshirt junior, came back with 28 points, a game high for her. So congratulations to her. They've got Indiana, I believe, on Thursday. Illinois softball over Auburn, 2-0. 4-0 on the season. Other wins came with gymnastics, all 7 titles in Huff Hall yesterday. Illinois wrestling with their 5th straight duel. They beat Maryland 31-9. Number 15 on our Illinois wrestling team. So we're doing well. Let's hope we could carry that mo into that game tomorrow night against Michigan State. Jake Briggs from Tolono, a winner of 4 tickets here on ESPN 93.5. Of course, we had a defeat from Maryland, 75-66. A couple of dry spells in the game that we just couldn't snap back from. Bad pass from Georgie. You mentioned that.
Yeah. You know what? Maryland,
we just lost our momentum.
We couldn't make baskets, and I give credit, a lot of credit to Maryland. They're pretty good, but we didn't play our best either. We're going to have to. You can't miss 10 free throws. We missed 10 free throws. You can't do that against a number 8-9 team in the country.
And I saw a lot of Twitter action with Scott Van Pelt in the house.
Yeah, he was there.
State Farm Center.
He complimented the Illini on the great atmosphere, but Maryland has a huge road victory, kind of sets them aside from everybody else in the Big Ten. But if we win tomorrow night, we can still dream of a Big Ten title. It's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, as you celebrate that special person in your life on Valentine's Day throughout the year, give them a love letter that lives on, an estate plan. Busey Wealth Management, there to guide you through the estate planning process. Preparing an estate plan ensures your family and financial goals are met after you're gone. You never know when the inevitable will come for us or for our loved ones. According to a survey from caring.com, more than half of Americans, 6 in 10, do not have an up-to-date estate plan. Complete a message to my loved ones, no matter your stage in life, from Busey Wealth Management. The packet will help outline your life, your legacy, your wishes, through fill-in-the-blank style questions. It might not seem relevant right now, but having an estate plan is a key part of your financial wellness. Busey Wealth Management, there to help, here to guide. Call 800-67-BUSEY to discuss your wishes and to request a message to my loved ones. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee.
All right, we had Wisconsin beating Ohio State 70-57. Rutgers beat Northwestern in overtime 77-73. And again, our Illini facing Michigan State tomorrow. It's the orange out, so make sure you got some orange ready to go. Tonight, number 7 Duke will host number 8 Florida. Winnipeg over the Blackhawks. Daytona 500 is coming up. The pole position already set with Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Well, look at the Big Ten standings this morning. It's such a big game for us to separate us from the riffraff. So if we can win, we'll kind of be up there at the top. Otherwise, we're going to jump right back in the middle of everything with another 9 teams.
Exactly.
Goodness.
High 36 with the cloudy conditions down to 26 this evening. Up to 37, partly sunny tomorrow. On Wednesday, there's a 70% chance of precipitation late. Thursday, cold, starting out with some snow, and then down to 2 in the evening. 22 the high on Friday with sunshine. Right now, it's 29 with the clouds. ESPN ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll jump into your Fox Business Minute. Looks like the markets will open a little lower here to start the day, but been pretty up and down, but for the most part, amazing. Like up 11,000 since 2016. Mm. Unbelievable. Your 401s still look pretty darn good. 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are moving cautiously. Phil Orlando of Federated Investments tells FBN's Maria Bartiromo there are still a lot of questions about what's happening in China.
The uncertainty of coronavirus is something that we can't really get our hands around right now. And I think investors have to be cautious until we've got a better sense of the trajectory.
Goldman Sachs says the impact of the coronavirus will be limited, hitting economic growth by up to 0.5% in the current quarter. But its analysts believe that will be recovered over the following 6 months. This is the week of the Singapore Air Show. Reuters says more than 70 exhibitors have pulled out because of concerns about the coronavirus. Xerox is stepping up its attempt to buy HP. It is now offering $24 a share for the printer company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and it's the perfect time to get the Fox News fan in your life a gift they'll cherish forever. Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Fox News Channel.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Financing now available.
Warm up at Value Check in Champaign with their hot prices. With a friendly staff and well-stocked shelves, you can't go wrong. Get deals like brand-name chips for under $2, or fresh produce like meat, cheese, and veggies for under $5. And check out their Facebook page for daily updates on their newest and hottest specials. Cost plus food creates more savings, and you'll save more than anywhere else at Value Check. Stop by 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Oh, the lovely sounds of a cappella, meaning no accompaniment.
No accompaniment.
Just human voices. Mike Roy's joined us. Diane Ducey, of course, part of this extension court evening coming up this Saturday night.
Yeah, we're Unity Music Boosters. It's on 222, Stevie. It's on February 22nd.
Week from Saturday, be here before you know it. You guys usually sell out one of these, don't you?
Yeah, 4:30 and 7:30 is when we do shows now because it was so popular with that one show selling out.
Okay, Mike Roy, why are you involved?
You know, I just have I've always had a love for music, and when I moved over into the Unity School District, my wife got me involved in Unity Music Boosters, and this is such a great event. I mean, you know, from Pitch Perfect to... you know, some of the bigger groups, Pentatonix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a way to hear that type of music without having to spend a lot of money, and it's for a good cause.
Pentatonix making coin now.
Oh yeah,
they're doing just fine.
Oh my goodness,
it just isn't that easy to sound like that though.
No, it takes work, and all of these groups that will be coming to our event two Saturdays from now do a great job. I mean, some of them are award-winning. I mean, they practice a lot, and a lot of this is they practice on their own time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not school-sponsored, so...
When Carrie and Bonnie Woolard kind of had this idea, they had gone to see the extension cords and the rip cords and no strings attached, all U of I groups, and they're competing right now, right, Mike Moroy?
That is correct. There are some college competitions that are going on. They do some regionals all over the Midwest to get to the nationals. Mm-hmm. And this is this actually helps them if they mm-hmm. haven't been already. That's this right. actually leads them into what they're going to be doing.
That's right. That's why we kind of position this at Unity High School in the auditorium like we do to give them that a chance to have their material in front of a live audience. We also have from ISU On the Brink of Normal and Elmhurst with Matthew Cloud involved in QB. Coming back to Unity is always fun. And the a cappella group Surreal Sound will be performing also. We're bringing some youth into the show. Mike Roy, it looks like Unity West Elementary School involved in the 4:30 show, which is awesome.
It's great. I mean, you have to set the seed early in kids' lives, and music programs are the way to do it. They're usually the ones, as we all know, that get slighted or get cut as you go down the uh-huh. down the list. But mm-hmm. what's cool about it is you get them started early, you get that seed set, and yeah. then they can go on and be great students as they go on into junior high and high school.
When kids are involved in music programs, we find that their grades are better, and that's why Unity Music Boosters does such a good job supporting our directors and giving them some money to spend on their classroom and their projects.
We sure do, and we love to support them all the way from the elementary level at both Unity East and Unity West, all the way up through junior high and to our high school directors, and it's just a great thing to do. I mean, this is a great fundraiser. We'll be selling raffle tickets.
There's some trip giveaways, I think.
Yeah, there's a trip giveaway to Florida.
Theater experiences, of course, local restaurants and gift cards and things like that. So bring some raffle money. I know that we have $10 for students, $15 for adults right now at unitymusicboosters.org if you want to get your tickets to the 4:30 or 7:30 shows. But it's $3 higher at the door.
That is correct. And I'll tell you, the 7:30 show, we've got Urbana High School coming over mm-hmm. with their group VCR. They are award-winning. Their director has taken this group from nothing to something in a very short period of time. So I think both shows are going to be great. Again, Matthew Cloud's group, QB, coming all the way mm-hmm. from Elmhurst College for this. It's going to be a great evening, and it's always enjoyable, and there's always a lot of fun, and you never know what you're going to hear or see.
All right. How do we get tickets? How do we connect with you?
Again, you can go to unitymusicboosters.org. You can pull up on All Out Acapella right there on the site. You can go to the Unity Music Booster Facebook page.
Yep.
Click on there. We want to see you Saturday night, the 22nd.
That's right.
All Out Acapella, a week from Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, that will sound just like this.
Is this just fantasy?
This is Pentatonix. These guys
are good. Caught in a landslide, no escape from
perfect.
Reality.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Just
open your eyes.
It's not that easy.
It's scary.
Look up to the skies and see. Ooh,
this is no hairbrush in the bathroom deal, I'll tell you.
Right. I
need no sympathy.
But there's no instruments. That's what I don't get.
Fantastic.
It's unbelievable. Okay, thank you, Mike Roy.
You got it. Take care.
Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Ooh, the guy going low, man.
To me.
All right, we got to go. We got news coming up next. It's 8:29, ESPN 93.5, coronavirus update, the latest, next.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at Two Men in a Truck know your new neighbors are watching. From their kitchen window, they're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
ESPN 93.5, your Stever from Blossom Basket tonight at 5:30 on The Drive.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The first votes in the New Hampshire primary will be cast at midnight there. Pete Buttigieg says to critics calling out his lack of experience,
"That's very much the point. We need to bring new voices to Washington, D.C.
Bernie Sanders says about other candidates like Buttigieg taking big money donations,
"Does anyone seriously believe that you're going to stand up to those powerful entities and represent working people?"
Senator Sanders on Fox News Sunday. A man suspected of shooting two police officers in New York City over the weekend faces attempted murder and other charges. The second shooting was at a police precinct.
He ran out of bullets and surrendered his weapon. One officer is recovering from a gunshot wound to the left arm. 12 hours earlier, police say the same man opened fire on a pair of officers in a patrol van. The president of the police officers union is outraged.
Fox's Alex Hogan in New York. The suspect is named Robert Williams. He's 45 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have made an arrest in connection to a shooting that happened on January 22nd. That night, police responded to the 100 block of Kenwood Road on reports of a shooting. When they got there, police found a 25-year-old female with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Police identified the suspect as 25-year-old Milton Davis of Champaign. On February 7th at about 2:30 in the afternoon, the United States Marshal Service, along with the Champaign County Street Crimes Task Force, arrested Davis in the 1200 block of Providence Circle without incident. The arrest warrant for Davis was for the offense of aggravated battery with a firearm. Illinois is extending the sales hours for medical marijuana businesses. WGN says Illinois previously cut off sales of medical marijuana at 8 p.m., while other sales were allowed until 10 o'clock. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation said on Friday, medical sales now also can continue until 10 p.m. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Want to try the best coffee in Illinois? You're in luck. Clever Moose is now brewing Big Shoulders Coffee, awarded best coffee in Illinois 2019 by Food & Wine Magazine. This full-bodied, exclusive drip coffee blend, Bold Slugger, is rich, deep, and full of chocolatey sweetness. The new creamy, perfectly balanced espresso Lake Street is a smart blend of Brazilian, Ethiopian, and Ugandan beans with subtle fruity notes. The only downstate brewer of Big Shoulders Coffee is Clever Moose, located inside Logic at the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive. Come try a cup today.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Clouds and a high 36, 26 are low tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 37, low 26. On Wednesday, we're up to 37, but then a 50% chance of precipitation will come our way. Could be rain or snow likely in the evening with a low 19. Snow carries into Thursday morning, high 24. Clear by Thursday night with a low 2 and 22. On Valentine's Day, Friday with the sunshine.
So Friday morning, I'm waking up, it's 2?
Yes.
And when is the snow and stuff?
On Wednesday night and Thursday morning.
Okay.
So that's the main gist of it.
Uh-huh.
But hopefully everything will be fine for those delivering all those flowers on Valentine's Day. That's why I encourage you to move earlier this week at Blossom Basket, blossombasket.com or 367 Rose. I mean, you could have the bouquet delivered today or tomorrow.
You
and it'll last
it early.
Definitely
yeah.
through Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's going to be a lot of people, but 367 Rose for Blossom. Awesome basket. Ron Bailey preparing. He's got a lot of orders, but he can still get your order in today or tomorrow. And then it's kind of like, hey, appreciate you, but.
Is that our deal at 5:30?
Yeah, 5:30 tonight.
Nice.
It's $50 to Blossom Basket.
Okay, then. Well,
that's going to be more for pickup.
Okay.
You'll have to go get that.
Right.
And it probably, you know, if you're not doing it for Valentine's Day, which you could be.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to have to go in and get those, and you're probably going to have to call ahead.
Sure.
And just say, hey, I want to come in and pick some of these up.
Kind of negotiate the time and all that.
Right.
So over at the Crossing or Kern Cunningham in Urbana.
Okay, 8:35, going to get a corona update. Coronavirus is still out there. We're still not sure what's up exactly. China is where it started. And yet it's spread to a lot of countries. We have, I think, the first American citizen has died, but that was over there.
Well, and Tim from St. Joe had texted in, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they release two coronavirus patients in Chicago to go home last week?
The woman that caught it gave it to her husband, but that's all I've heard about that.
Okay.
And they both are still living. One that died, an American citizen, I think the number's still 12 in America. The one that died was over there. Kind of where the thing started from. But, you know, you just need information as far as, you know, what do we got here? Why is it worse than the flu? I just know that it kind of goes to the lungs. And like the flu, it hits older people. But the flu kills older people, too. I'm just a little uncertain as to the difference. This is a different strain. If it's a virus, I don't think you can do squat about it. I don't think there's any medication for a virus, is there? It just wash hands, be aware, and live. Because you can't walk around with Kleenex in your hand all day. Can't get a hazmat suit. They had somebody try and get on an airplane with a gas mask a week or two ago. They wouldn't let him on. Ladies and gentlemen, live in London, England. It's Simon Owen, Fox News Radio. Feeling okay, buddy?
Morning, Stevie. Yeah, doing all right, thanks.
Keep washing those hands, so Simon.
What was the origination? Wuhan, what was the name of
right?
The... Wuhan?
I think that's right.
Is that right?
Wuhan.
So if Fox News Radio signed an editor said, here's your ticket to Wuhan, what would you say?
Well, we can't get in anymore.
Okay, so perfect.
It's a moot point.
Perfect.
That's what you say. Yeah, I can't go.
I've been trying to get to China though, but it's always a nightmare because of the visa situation.
Hey, listen. Tell me about what we know. I think you know the flu kills older people too. Why is the coronavirus so scary?
Well, because it's a new threat and it's something that is spreading very quickly without a known agreed treatment or a vaccine. So it's a new health concern. And the numbers in China are going up really rapidly. You know, they've just passed the 40,000 mark for confirmed infections on the Chinese mainland. That number has begun to stabilize in recent days, but it's still going up. And this morning they've said that they're up to 908 deaths now, which is a jump of about 15% on the day before. So that number, having again that the daily increases were starting to slow over the weekend, and the Chinese government went as far as saying, look, this is proof of the containment measures we've taken, sealing off city after city, are working. But then today, this is not welcome reading for anyone involved in this. The number has jumped up again. So the way that it's spreading and, you know, seemingly not perhaps taking very much to spread it around, that's why it's concerning governments all over the world so much. But whenever you get a situation like this, and they don't happen very often, but there's always a trade-off between not spreading panic and not going over the top with travel restrictions in order to protect the global economy. But also, for each government, it's their job to look after their citizens.
How do I know the information out of China is real?
Well, you don't. And I mean, if you want to get really conspiratorial about it, how do you know any government is telling the truth? But, you know, what we can, I think, go with is... It's worth looking at the World Health Organization for their verdict in a situation like this. They have been really the head of the World Health Organization, who's a doctor called Tedros Ghebreyesus, has been almost bending over backwards to praise the Chinese for being open and communicating with other countries around the world about what's been happening. At the same time, I suspect the World Health Organization is pretty keen to make sure the Chinese keep sharing information and don't start clamming up. So they've been quick to praise them. It seems that there is not the kind of cover-up that China indulged in when SARS happened at the turn of the century, and things were sort of like medical reports were classified as a state secret and that sort of thing. That doesn't appear to have happened. But at the same time, you know, there was a story in the news in recent days about a doctor who died, and the reason he was newsworthy was because he had tried to raise the alarm about this back in December. He sent a message to fellow medics. He was working at a hospital in Wuhan, the place where this all started, we think. He sent a message on social media to some fellow medics and was rewarded by a visit from the police, and he was detained and accused of spreading rumors and ordered to stop spreading falsehoods. And then he ended up being sickened with this himself, and he died last week, and that led to a rare outpouring online of anger against the Chinese government. You don't see that every day in China. So just as the government is stressing and insisting that it has changed and it's not covering things up, there is this very tricky story out there for the Chinese of an early warning from this doctor who was silenced by the authorities.
I tell you, it's got our attention over here. We know that one American died over there. Still, I think 12 is our number here. What about Great Britain? Have you guys had it?
Yeah, I think Britain's up to about eight or nine confirmed infections. No one's died. But this morning, the UK government has said that this is a virus that represents, quote, a serious and imminent threat to public health. And so the government has given the British authorities the power to forcibly detain people who have the infection if required. So Britain is talking about forcibly quarantining people. I don't think they've done that since World War II. And this is the UK, which is quite a long way from mainland China. So it gives you an idea that the governments are treating it very seriously. There's a meeting in Switzerland next couple of days, international scientists and doctors brought together to try and learn a bit more about what this virus is and how the world might be able to respond to it.
I mean, is there a timeline? Do we have any history? How long was SARS around before we grabbed hold of that thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole point of it, though, is that it's new, and there's so much they don't know. The World Health Organization chief said that they're shadow boxing, in his words, and he says that the world needs to work together, and he wants to bring this virus into the light so we can combat it together. So, you know, there's so much they don't know, and the general consensus is that it's impossible to predict how long it's got to run before it peaks. Some experts reckon it might be a few weeks. Some reckon it might be a few months.
Okay, Simon Owen, all over. I got to thinking, when we meet at Harrods for tea at 4, you're still working at 4, right?
Listen, if you were at Harrods at 4, I could slip out for
you. All right,
there you go.
I just want to make sure, because if I have to change the time on us, I will. So I just want to make sure. Okay, keep up your fine reporting, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's live from London, Simon Owen, Fox
Thanks,
News
Stevie.
Radio reporter.
Such a great
what
accent.
What does he think of me?
I don't know.
He's got to think
and, you
I
know,
am
when
just...
you're gone, I usually book him because we're such good friends on the air. And I ask him if he's ever run into Gordon Sumner or Sting.
Yeah.
And so he
tells
knows.
You the same thing every time about that, right?
I know.
No. Stop asking.
Exactly.
Going to check your sports here coming up. But since we were talking a cappella, and then I got on the pentatonics thing, I got to play a little
I mean, it's so great.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
That they just use their mouths and voices. have. If you have the, like, that deep bass thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a Trace Atkins.
Yes.
That's what, you got to have that or it doesn't work.
There was a dude behind me at the Armory and the track meet from Tuscola, and I wanted to turn around and say, dude, you should do radio. That voice, that kind of voice. Awesome. Yeah. That's why I kind of lost my voice. I was cheering so loudly. You
saw. Anyway, all on acapella, week from Saturday.
Yes, on the 22nd.
Yep, 8:44. All right, let's jump to our morning sports here. We'll get that done here and move on. Here we go.
Women's basketball winners yesterday over Penn State. Petra Holashinska with a 28 points to lead the Illini. She's a redshirt junior, so that means we've got more years with Petra, and she's awesome. 11-12 for our record this season. Go Illini. The softball team wins. They're 4-0 on the season. The wrestlers came out on top 31-9 over Maryland. Yesterday at Huff Hall, Illinois gymnastics swept all seven titles. So we've got some going on into this Michigan State game tomorrow. It's an orange out. It's sold out. And it was great that Jake Briggs was a winner from Tolono of tickets here on ESPN 93.5. Of course, Maryland beat the Illini 75-66 on Friday night. Wisconsin over Ohio State. Rutgers beat Northwestern in overtime. Tonight, we have number 7 Duke hosting number 8 Florida State. That's a big one to watch. We'll also have Brooklyn in Indy for the Pacers tonight. Philadelphia over the Bulls 118-111 yesterday. NHL action had Winnipeg over the Blackhawks 5-2. Daytona 500 is getting in the go mode. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on the pole. And Canadian Nick Taylor on top of the leaderboard at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Gonna be fun tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And again, you go to the Iowa game, which was a fisticuffs tough one. Then Maryland, brutally good, hard-fought. And then you got Michigan State, and then you got to go to, was it Rutgers or Penn State first?
I'm grabbing it now.
The schedule is just 5 in a row there.
Michigan State, at Rutgers, at Penn State.
So Rutgers, then Penn State.
At Rutgers is Saturday the 15th at 3:30.
Okay.
So does that factor in also that we don't have that normal rhythm of an evening game?
No. Okay. I mean, they're used to playing 11 a.m., 3:30, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It's whatever the television box wants us to do.
Well, then on February 18th at Penn State is a 5:30 start.
I don't know. 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central for us. So, yeah, those are just really hard. And so tomorrow night, even though it's really hard, again, you got to win. If you're serious about the top of the standings, you got to win that tomorrow night. Otherwise, I mean, you'll be probably favored to lose 5 in a row.
Right.
Because Iowa, Maryland, Michigan State, Rutgers.
So, and we've got tickets for you at Jet's Pizza, Round Barn location at Springfield and Mattis, and also Neil and Green near campus if you want to pop by and win tickets to those last three Illini home games.
Go to Jet's Pizza, register, who'd have thunk, the last three home games and a pair of tickets each would be sellouts.
That's right.
So you got to get that going now. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Clouds today, a little breezy, high 36, low 26, 37, partly sunny tomorrow, down to 26 in the evening. Wednesday's high at 37, clouds to start, then a 50% chance of rain or snow, then snow in the evening, 70% chance of that likely, and coming into Thursday. Thursday, we're starting out with a high 24, but temperatures dropping, clear and a low 3 on Thursday night, only up to 22 on Friday with sunshine. We're currently at 29 on ESPN 93.5.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA-powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Hey, Illini fans, Illinois basketball's marquee matchups right around the corner. You don't want to miss the 2020 Orange Out presented by Game Day Spirit. February 11th, Michigan State comes to the State Farm Center. We need all Illini fans in attendance to wear orange. The first 1,000 people to enter the game through the West Main entrance will get a free 2020 Orange Out shirt, and all orange apparel will be 20% off in Game Day stores the week leading up to the game. Orange Out, presented by the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
And the Oscar goes to Parasite.
Parasite has made history at the Oscars on ABC as the first foreign language film to win Best Picture.
I feel like a very opportune moment in history is happening right now.
The film picked up four awards, including Best Director, for Bong Joon-ho. 1917 followed with three. Renee Zellweger and Joaquin Phoenix picked up the Actress and Actor Awards for Judy and Joker. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood got two, including Supporting Actor for Brad Pitt. And Marriage Story's Laura Dern picked up an award for Supporting Actress. The In Memoriam included tributes to both Kobe Bryant and Kirk Douglas. Despite not going with the host, politics was still a major player on the Oscar stage on ABC. Chris Rock and Steve Martin poked fun at the Iowa debacle when they opened the program.
A couple of years ago, there was a big disaster here at the Oscars where they accidentally read out the wrong name, and it was nobody's fault, but they have guaranteed that this will not happen this year because the Academy has switched to the new Iowa caucus app.
Brad Pitt took the first statue home for his supporting role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and took a shot at the GOP-run Senate.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
Backstage, Pitt added to his comment by saying, "I was really disappointed with this week." And the Academy used a clip of climate activist Greta Thunberg during a segment about the importance of documentaries. Backstage at the Oscars, Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Yeah, she sounded a bit fatigued when she joined us earlier this hour.
I know. She I've had about enough of she this. Was, it's time to go to bed.
She was up at, she was there at the Academy Awards at 11:30 Pacific Standard Time, and then she left at midnight because they hung around. So it's 2 a.m. our time, and then on with us a couple hours later. So good for her.
We got a text in saying, "Stevie and Diane, I wanted to let you know Prairie View Ogden's 7th grade basketball team will play for the state championship on Thursday evening, East Peoria. Prairie View Ogden is made up of the towns of Ogden Royal and Flatville, 45 kids in junior high, coached by Chase Gilliland, and Jamie Gillian is the assistant coach,
Gilliland.
That's right.
I bet that's...
And brothers, you met them at the men's conference in St. Joe, assistant coach Cade Houseman.
Yeah.
Very exciting for this small town. Like ours, we also believe in St. Joe's 7th grade play for the 3A championship. Both these teams at St. Joe Ogden High School, SJO, bright future in boys basketball.
Watch out for SJO in about 4 years.
Exactly.
Huh? So this is 7th grade. Prairie View wins the game?
On Thursday.
And what's Lon Tay doing? He's coaching too.
I know.
They won the regional off to the sectional. I think they play Lincoln, but I'm not sure how they do that. I just know that if you keep winning, no matter what you're playing in, division, league, category, class, all of that's pretty cool if you keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, Prairie View. Rooting for you. Please let us know.
Thanks for the text in. Dwayne Gilliland from Urbana.
Yeah, I know Dwayne.
Okay, very good.
And I think one of his boys were at that conference I spoke at.
And
he had two sons and... Dwayne used to be on the softball team with
us. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yep.
And Larry, thanks for the text in about the audio on our YouTube channel, because I know you're an avid watcher with you, noting that Stevie J had his hat on most of the show last week.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Larry's the only one that watches
but
me.
But now the sound is on, so thanks for the heads up, and we are good to go.
Well, we have actual audience when, like, Brad Underwood comes
in. Yeah, sure.
People do YouTube that.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's just like looking at an aquarium. But it is interesting how people do that, and that's great.
Why not?
I'm wondering, why have that on? We just put it on top of the speaker up there.
I know.
Nice to see.
Kind of in a bad position for you and that hair loss thing.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about that. I really don't.
That's why I kind of jab you.
Sometimes I see pictures and I'm going, what the heck? What'd they say? Long time ago, Bruce Willis said, what happened to your hair? So, all right, Jeremy coming up. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. Stand by for the Jeremy Warner Show. All your content coming up. Big game for the Fighting Illini tomorrow night. I'm thinking we're going to win it all. And then I'm thinking, I hope we make the tournament.
Right.
I mean, that's how hard the schedule is. You have to win some games. And you really got to win them all night. Because I don't like the next two. I think they're going to be really hard. There's just no slacker. There's no easy one.
Right.
Anyway, Jeremy Warner next. Stand by the drive this afternoon. Blossom Basket giveaway at 5:30 on Stever. Be ready for that at 5:30 on the drive. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies to Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
It's a sweetheart of a deal every year, and it's back. Say yes to a heart-shaped pizza this Valentine's Day at Rosati's. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and starting February 10th, our pizzas are going heart-shaped, but only for a limited time. Say I love you with a thin heart-shaped pizza with two toppings and a 2-liter for just $19.99. Call 328-2334 for your heart-shaped pizza for just $19.99. That's 328-2334.
Talking with Ron Bailey, owner of the Blossom Basket Florist. Ron, what separates your flowers from some you might find at the grocery store?
Our flowers are usually about 3 days out of the field in South America. When we get them in with their cold storage all the way here, we guarantee the quality on them. They should last a long time. I have customers call me all the time and say that our flowers lasted 2 weeks. And we process them, put preservatives in the water. We have the highest quality flowers that you can find.
Please visit the Blossom Basket Florist online at Blossom Basket.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit BBBSCIL.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to CU TV. We are the power couple of Balzer Upper. In the kitchen, Jessana, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chop. Luther Falls does amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovation so easy.
If you are in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, lutherfalls.com. Financing now available.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.